I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business and Politics update, a recap of the biggest business and political stories of the last week. New polling reveals a tight election is coming. Details after this.
This Talk Business Arkansas update is provided by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.
New polling from Talk Business and Hendricks College shows Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mike Ross in a virtual dead heat with potential GOP rival Asa Hutchinson. Democratic Senator Mark Pryor has a narrow lead over his Republican challenger, Congressman Tom Cotton. The survey of more than 1,000 likely statewide voters has a margin of error of 3%. Ross leads Hutchinson 44-43%, while Pryor nudged Cotton 45.5-42.5%. Two potential issues that may be on the November ballot offer contrasting attitudes from Arkansas voters. The latest poll that we just indicated shows that an overwhelming majority of Arkansans are in favor of raising the state's minimum wage to $8.50 per hour. Voters are evenly split on a possible medical marijuana proposal. The minimum wage proposal would pass 79-17% if it were on the ballot today. The medical marijuana proposal is evenly divided at 45% for, 45.5% against. Colette Honorable, chair of the Arkansas Public Service Commission, testified before the U.S. Senate Committee on Energy on Thursday. Honorable discussed threats to the reliability of the nation's electric grid as it pertains to natural disasters and potential terrorist threats. After breaking off its partnership with Bartai Enterprises last year, Walmart now says it will open 50 new wholesale outlet centers in India in the next 5 years. The Bentonville-based global retailer also said it would launch online operations aimed at developing more business with small traders in India. A company that would make dolls and a patent-approved eye drop medical company won the top spots in the annual Donald W. Reynolds Governor's Cup Collegiate Business Plan competition on Wednesday. Arlisa, a business plan promoted by students from John Brown University, won first place in the undergraduate category. LumaDrop, spearheaded by University of Arkansas students, won first place in the graduate category. Both plans were awarded $25,000 each for their first place finish. Camphill Air Pollution Control has expanded its corporate headquarters in Jonesboro with the recent opening of a 13,000-square-foot office facility for sales and administration. Camphill is a global manufacturer of dust collection equipment and air filters. Construction of the new office buildings also freed up additional production space in its Jonesboro manufacturing plant. The firm employs 85 at its corporate headquarters in Northeast Arkansas. Finally, a report of the number of charges filed by the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission on the basis of harassment and discrimination showed that the state of Arkansas's numbers dropped more than 35% from 2012 to 2013. That's the most of any state in the nation. The total number of Arkansas charges filed in 2012 were 2,374, while the state only had 1,524 charges filed last year, according to the report. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business and Politics update.